If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios. I watch a series with Stephen Dorff called True Detective on HBO. Any True Detective fans on this show?
Oh, yeah. I love that show.
Season one was with Woody Harrelson. Great. Then Matthew McConaughey. Great season. Season
Fantastic.
Two, Vince Vaughn. Terrible.
Yep, downhill. Real fast.
In the toilet. Third season, Stephen Dorff and Mahershala Ali. Fantastic.
I'm glad you were the one pronouncing the name.
Mahershala Ali. He won an Academy Award, too. Yes. Stephen Dorff, what else has he been in besides True Detective? I didn't really know him.
Blade.
Which Blade?
The first one, the Ridge. He's the bad guy. Bad vampire.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, Wesley Snipes takes care of him.
Wesley Snipes. There's a name I haven't heard in a while. But then I'm watching the Bears game on Sunday, and I see a new Fox series called Deputy, and I see our old friend Mark Moses, and they played the trailer.
Sheriff Bradford suffered a serious heart attack.
What?
You gotta be kidding me.
I wish we were.
On the phone with us, he's in the new series Deputy, which debuts tonight on Fox. It is Mark Moses. Congratulations. Can you give me a heads up next time?
I can give you a heads up, but I think Fox has been doing a great job giving a heads up. They have a billboard, they call it Godzilla Billboard, and 42nd Street that advertises the show, so they are advertising the heck out of it. So it's on tonight at 8 o'clock Central Time.
People remember you from Desperate Housewives. People remember you from Mad Men as Doc. People remember you from Platoon. What's the most, what do they say to you? Do they say Mad Men, Desperate Housewives? What do you get most of all?
I think it depends on the age and the person. If they're French, it's Desperate Housewives for sure. So you find out who watches what. If they're barristers in New York, it's Mad Men. Mm-hmm. So if it's a bunch of guys my age, it's Platoon. So it just depends, you know, what era I was acting in.
Right.
But we're very excited about this show tonight. It's funny, I was thinking about this today. You make a show in the spring in Atlanta, and it debuts in January, you know, in Chicago and New York and all over the country. And we're shooting our 10th episode right now, so that's how far along we've gotten on this process. But we're excited about it. It's been a long ride. And as you were talking about Steven, one of his first films was a movie called The Power of One.
The Power
about
of
apartheid.
One.
I mean, yes, he's been acting since he's been a kid.
Wow.
So he's been around. He does a terrific job on our show, and as you know, he did a great job in True Detective. So we've got a really good cast, and we'll see what happens. You know, you never know.
So you watched True Detective on HBO with Stephen Dorff?
I did watch that. I did watch that. It was good.
Man,
very good.
He is such a great actor. I have to say, I don't really remember him in anything else besides that.
Well, he's done some big films, as you mentioned, Blade and Power of One, and he's done a lot of independent films over his career. He's had an interesting career, but, you know, the True Detective, I think, really launched him into, this show.
Okay.
So there's a lot on his shoulders, and he does a great job on it. So that's all great. That's fine. It's good. It's
so,
good.
Good. Mark, Deputy tonight on Fox, this series focuses on the L.A. Sheriff's Department, right?
That is correct, which is, it's interesting to hear about the L.A. Sheriff's Department because it's kind of an independent entity. The actual sheriff is a very powerful figure in Los Angeles and across the country. It's I think the second largest law enforcement group in the country after New York, the New York Police Department. So it is kind of interesting, and he's plucked out of there, and all of a sudden he's handed the keys to the kingdom, which is what our show's about. All of a sudden it's like, hey, you want to be boss? Be careful what you wish for. And that's what happens in our show.
Do you play the heavy? Because you play such a great bad guy, but in real life you're such a nice guy, but you're always playing bad guys.
You know, that happened after Desperate Housewives. Before that, I kind of played charming, funny guys, and then after Desperate Housewives, it's been a series of bad guys. Maybe it says something about my life. I'm not sure.
That's a rough one. I'm going to have you hold on. We're going to talk more, okay? And it debuts tonight. What time, Chicago time, is it 7, 8 o'clock?
I think it's 8 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and who knows what time out in the West Coast.
Okay, but, it's 8 p.m. Chicago time. I'm going to have you hold on the line, yes. Okay? Are you walking down the street of New York? What are you doing right now?
I'm walking through Central Park on my way to the dentist, so I'm not walking very quickly.
Tonight on Fox at 8 p.m., a show is called Deputy that stars the former star quarterback at Evanston High School. It is Mark Moses, and he's on the phone with us now. Yeah, you get back here a lot, don't you?
I try to. You know, you try to avoid February in Chicago as best you can. But I love to get back and see the Cubs or the White Sox or maybe any team in Chicago that has a winning record, which is far and few between these days. But we could talk about that. But I wanted to mention as well that I'm in a film called Bombshell, which is out of theaters right now, and it's a terrific film with Charlize Theron and Nicole Kidman and Margot Robbie.
What?
And, yeah, it's a really terrific film about Fox News and all the issues that happened with Roger Ailes.
Right.
So get out there and check that out. It's still in theaters, and I think it's up for some awards. So that's all groovy. Before we even talk about the Bears or any other sports teams in Chicago, you know, I recently heard that Ryan Pace said we're all in with Trubisky in 2020.
Yes.
And I thought to myself, that's like me sitting at a Texas Hold'em table with three chips. And everybody else has won hundreds of chips. And I push those three chips forward and I say, I'm all in.
As a former quarterback at Evanston High School, how is Mitch Trubisky's accuracy?
You know, I think he's a very good athlete. I think that there's been so much written about him. He obviously has a lot of pressure on his shoulders. I just think he has to read his routes better. As you see some of the other quarterbacks, they always compare him to Mahomes. But, you know, maybe that's not fair. But it's also not fair to fire all your assistant coaches and blame them for the plays that you're calling
right.
as head coach.
Yeah.
So who knows? Who knows where it's going to go? But I think... I think they obviously gave away too much to get him. They could have got him without trading their draft picks away. But it is what it is now, and hopefully the Bears can rally and come back next year with a better team, and hopefully Mr. Trubisky learns from his last 3 years. So
Boy,
there we go.
We all hope you're right. We're talking with actor Mark Moses. He'll be on Deputy tonight at 8 o'clock on Fox. How come we haven't seen you on Chicago Fire or Chicago PD?
Dick Wolf doesn't like me. No, that's not true. Dick Wolf, I've been on many Dick Wolf shows in New York City. It just, you know, for whatever reason, hasn't worked out, or I've been busy, which could be the case. But,
right.
I'm very happy that Chicago has some production opportunities there, because it's a great city to shoot in, and outside of standing outside and doing scenes in really, really cold weather, it's a wonderful place to shoot. Great, great places, architecture, beautiful city, so...
Mark, isn't it interesting how TV has changed? I mean, I'm watching Netflix right now. I'm watching Amazon Prime. Of course, I'll DVR your show tonight, Deputy, on Fox. But, I mean, there's so many different outlets now for these actors and actresses, especially with Amazon Prime is making a name for himself with itself with all these great series.
Well, there's great series and films being done. I read an article this morning about Scorsese and how he wanted, you know, not really to have something that was streaming, but he really had no choice in making The Irishman. But there are many, many outlets for people to watch whatever they wish to watch. And in this case, this is network television, which functions differently than, say, cable television.
Right.
Regardless of what reviews we get, there will be an audience for our show. Whereas if you have a small cable show, you've got to have these great reviews to gather, you know, a million people to watch it. And maybe it stays on or maybe it doesn't. But so we have many more choices in what we wish to view these days. And that's actually great for everybody.
Amazon Prime, I'm watching two great series right now. Jack Ryan with John Krasinski from The Office and Goliath with Billy Bob Thornton. He plays just a messed up lawyer. He is so good in this role. Have you ever worked with him before?
I have not worked with Billy Bob Thornton. He's been around, I mean, I've seen him forever. He's a terrific actor. I've met him on occasion. Funny guy, but great actor. And as you say, you're watching those two, and I'm watching Peaky Blinders and The Watchmen.
Right.
So, you know, there's so many choices out there to watch, and... you know, you, when you stream it, though, you don't get to stand around the water cooler or the area, you know, where you get a cup of coffee in the morning and talk about the show that week.
Right,
you
right.
know, you talk to someone, they go, you know, I just watched two episodes of Peaky Blinders, and they go, I've seen the whole thing. Let me tell you about the end. You go, stop, you know. But when it's weekly, sort of like Game of Thrones, you sort of gather around, and I think networks are going back and forth as to which way is the best way to telecast shows, you know, whether it's once a week or stream them all. So who knows?
You mentioned Scorsese. Did you watch The Irishman on Netflix?
I did. I think I watched that at the movie theater,
okay.
which was really kind of great way to watch it. But yes, I did get to see that, and you got to see Robert De Niro with blue contact lenses playing an Irishman. Who would have thought?
Well,
right? Who would have thought?
Here's my question for you: who was the standout role? Yeah. You as an actor, because I saw the movie. I had to watch it in three different sittings on Netflix because the last 30 minutes they could have cut out of the movie. But the standout role, who was the standout for you?
I thought Joe Pesci.
Joe Pesci should be nominated.
Yes, he was terrific, and it may be unfair because he was the only Italian playing an Italian. The other Italians had to play German, Irish, and Irish. And when you have scenes between De Niro and Pacino complaining about the WAP, you know, it's kind of hard to believe.
That is so true. Oh, my gosh. I didn't even think about that.
It's great to see these actors act. I mean, they're obviously phenomenal actors, but it is kind of hard to see De Niro play an Irishman.
Right. And you're a huge Cub fan. We went to a few games last summer. Are you coming in to see the Cubs on opening day? When are you going to be back here?
Boy, I sure hope so. I had opening day tickets about 2 years ago, and it snowed. So this year, who knows? Let's hope it doesn't snow. We're looking forward to an exciting year. I don't know what moves the Cubs are going to make or who's going to be back, but terrific team and always fun to go to Wrigley Field to the friendly confines. So hopefully we'll get a game in, Pete.
I love it. I would love it. Deputy tonight on Fox at 8 o'clock, and of course, Bombshell in theaters. That was one of the top movies last weekend, wasn't it?
I think so. I'm not sure box office wise, but okay. It was a lot of fun to do, and got to meet Margot Robbie, and
of course,
got to meet all the ladies actually, and she's terrific in the film. So maybe she'll win something this year. Who knows? Both her and Charlize and Nicole are all great in it. So
I love it.
Good film. Go see that, and then tune into Deputy tonight. See if you like it. It's going to be action packed. I can tell you that. Our director David Ayers. I don't know if you know who he is, but he wrote Training Day. And he directed End of Watch, and he also directed Fury with Brad Pitt. He is a great action director. So this show tonight is full of car crashes and chases and all sorts of exciting stuff. So,
and you're packing heat. I like that.
And we're all packing heat.
I like
absolutely.
It. Mark Moses. Thank you, Moses. We'll talk soon.
Take care. Happy New Year.
All right. Happy New Year to you.